Okay. But phone number 119.
Jeffy runs for office, part one. So taping that one I heard. Taping June 17th, 1978. Airing on feedback whenever he gets a haircut.
Extremely
I don't need it in stereo.
I discovered. Fuck.
Okay, say my name.
What?
Fuck.
All right, enough.
Fuck.
What are you, 5 years old?
All right.
For a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, M Squared, Larry West LA, and Ronnie Tarzana.
Controller, I will see to it that all of you fine citizens are treated to the same modern conveniences that are now bestowed upon you. Thank you.
All right.
Big deal.
Yeah, the only reason he ever wins is because no one bothers to run against him. It's such a big honor to be district controller.
Yeah, every week you get to cut the ribbon on a new supermarket that opens.
Come on, guys, let's go. We're wasting our time in here. Look at these imbeciles campaigning for that clown. Collingsworth is worth a million. Vote for him and get your final calling. Oh, brother.
Campaign signs make me puke.
Speaking of puke, let's go back to your place, Stu.
When I stop to think just what that moron has done for this district, I'm speechless.
Just what has he done?
Nothing. That's why I'm speechless.
It's just that it's such a thankless and dull position. Anyone with a rock for a skull can do what he does, and it's about time he got ejected.
This district can use a little sprucing up.
How so?
Well, for one thing, it takes street maintenance a whole week to change one damn streetlight. They're too busy playing poker down at the Department of Water and Power.
And they're still not finished adding that second lane to the road down the block. During rush hour, traffic is backed up for miles.
The park at the corner is in desperate need of sand. The kids are scraping their legs like crazy going down the slide and landing on rocks.
You ought to know. You're down there every day, fat boy.
How'd you like a scrape across the face, tusk teeth?
Oh, how come you got a bandage on your knee?
Hold it. I was down at the park just the other day and there was plenty of sand there.
Yeah, but that was where the sidewalk used to be. The street cleaners haven't been around for a month.
If only we knew someone dumb enough to run against him. At least that way, throughout the campaign, the people in this district could learn the truth about Collingsworth and wouldn't re-elect him.
Yeah, Ronnie, but Shokas moved away. And even still, if they elect someone else who's just as dumb, it still won't get our district cleaned up.
No, Stu, but if we campaign for the spaz who runs against him and our man wins, we'll have the first crack at straightening the district out. We could advise him on all the moves and turn this district into a thing of beauty, if such a thing is possible.
Sure not to overact, but you may have something there, Ronnie. Who do we know that's dumb enough to accept such an inferior job?
Yeah, who do we know?
Jeffy!
Yeah? What?
You're the man!
The man for what?
To run against Collingsworth. And damn it, you can beat him, too.
You're perfect!
Hey, now hang on, you guys. I don't know the first thing about politics.
Great! You're already overqualified!
You don't have to know anything, Jeffy. Once you're elected, Stu and I will make all your decisions.
Just a second, you guys. You're forgetting one little detail. I don't live in this district, and all candidates have to live within the district they're running in.
He's right, Stu.
Well, I can change all that. Jeffy, guess where you're going to live if you're elected?
Gee, Stu, you mean you'd let me live with you?
Hell no! You'll live next door with Ronnie!
What? Are you out of your mind?
Ronnie, you want Collingsworth out of office, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't want Jeffy in my residence.
Look, for the cleanup involved with our district, a roommate shouldn't be that much of a bother.
An ordinary human being, yes. But Pinocchio? We're talking about Uncle Jeffy.
Okay, ears, I heard that. I don't want any part of this anyway.
Look, bozos, Jeffy, I'm not going to stoop to any low blows that could blackmail you, but do you remember the time when you slipped and fell down the sewer on Roderick Road?
Yeah?
And that hooker asked you if you wanted
okay,
some...
Okay, I'll run.
That's exactly what you did in the sewer. You're damn right you're going to run, or everyone that calls Fun Phone will soon be made aware of your little epic on a mailbag tape with a letter written from the hooker in question.
I said I'll run.
What did she say in the letter, huh, Stu?
Listen to this, you'll die.
If you don't mind.
That's okay, Jeffy. I had it Xeroxed.
What the hell is this place? Bernays' basement? What's that broken T-Act doing over there? Phew. This place stinks.
This is your campaign headquarters.
My campaign headquarters? Wasn't this the same place?
Yep, the former factory for Murphy's Manure Company.
Say, whatever happened to them?
Oh, they were tired of putting up with all the shit. All right, I know it's bad, but for Christ's sake, you're a joke line, not a Tonight Show monologue.
Johnny will be glad to hear that.
Look, we've got a lot of work to do before your press conference tonight.
Press conference? Tonight? Are you serious?
Not as a rule, no, but this time I am. Here, take these.
I can't conduct a press conference, at least not tonight. I'm unprepared.
When has that ever stopped you before, Jeffy?
Just take these and start writing up campaign posters. I'll start typing your opening statement for tonight.
What do I say? What do I do?
Just read everything Stu writes for you and smile when you're through. That's all.
Then you answer their questions afterwards.
Answer questions? How?
It's very simple. You open your mouth and exercise your vocal cords so they form words.
But I won't know what to say.
Yes, you will. Take this earphone, and if you pardon the expression, stick it in your ear. We've attracted a wireless mic to it, and we'll be out there in the audience. After someone asks you a question, we'll tell you what to say.
Oh, I get it. Kind of like a transmitting device, right? Gee, that sounds kind of fun after all.
How do you like that, Ronnie? Jeffy thinks running for public office is fun.
Yeah, so did Nixon.
Okay, hey, shoot, bop, may I have your attention, please? Take the train out the back door. Ladies and gentlemen of the press, I want to thank you for coming here tonight. This year, the people in our district have decided that it's time for a change. It's time to clean up, and we really think everyone will clean up if you cast your votes for our new district controller, Mr. Uncle Jeffy!
All right!
Okay, you're on. Go, man, go.
Ladies and gentlemen of the press, you've dialed 24-hour telephone entertainment at Fun Phone at... Oops, Stu, you gave me the wrong paper. I'm sorry, folks. I'm really sorry. No, please. Thank you. For the past 3 years, this district has been the subject of citywide ridicule. Not only do we display the filthiest streets in this town, but our parks and recreation areas are atrocious. If elected, not only will I clean up our streets, but I'll see to it that every little detail is taken care of, down to the littlest burned-out streetlight. I thank you!
Not a bad speech, huh?
Terrific, Stu.
I'm now open for any questions.
Mr. Jeffy, just what park areas are you speaking of?
Hello? Hello? Hey, I can't hear you.
Then I'll repeat it, sir. Which parks are you speaking of, and when do you say they'll be cleaned up?
Ronnie, what's wrong with the mic?
The mic? What mic? Oh, my God, I forgot to bring it. Looks like Jeffy is on his own.
Oh, no, we've blown the election.
Why are you shaking your head, Stu? What? Fake it? Fake it how?
Well, Mr. Jeffy?
The parks, yes. There's definitely a problem with our parks. For one thing, I happen to have been on the swings in the local park the other day. Don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, I don't make a habit of swinging, but, it was such a nice day, and I was so hot. If elected, I will fix the swing that I broke the other day while I was in the park.
Oh, brother.
Mr. Jeffy, we've been trying to get those swings fixed for years, but no one seems to care except for you. You, sir. Thank you.
I don't believe this. The reporters in this town are as stupid as he is.
Did you know, sir, that there is sand all down the sidewalk near Roderick Road? It dumps into a sewer there.
Yes, I am well aware of that sewer, and, if elected, the first thing I will do in office is to fill that sewer in with all the sand on the sidewalk.
I'll teach you to blackmail me, Stu.
This is a disaster. He's winning their confidence, and we're not helping him at all. If this continues, he'll get a swelled head, and we won't get a say in it at all. He's as bad as Collingsworth.
Well, just don't think that. Just listen. Maybe he'll slip.
One final question, sir. Who are your campaign managers? Personally, I don't feel that campaign managers help at all, because many times I've found that a candidate is merely a puppet for the campaign managers, and...
Let me just say this about that, sir. I am heretofore dropping my two campaign managers, and will pursue my election for office on my own. I feel that I am competent. I can assure you that if I am elected, this district will not be the same!
Good night! Hey, Grunge sucks! That was quite a performance tonight, Your Majesty.
What's the matter with you? You're worse than Collingsworth.
On the contrary, citizen, I am more qualified than Collingsworth, and I shall win the election hands down. I'm no longer in need of your services, gentlemen. See you at the polls.
Well, it looks like we've created a monster, Stu.
You and your goddamn microphone. If you had brought it, we could have made Jeffy look just as stupid, and we would have been able to advise him once he was in office. But now, if he wins, he'll be worse than Collingsworth.
There's got to be some way of getting him publicly humiliated so he'll lose his confidence and beg for assistance.
Well, you better start thinking, or our district will be in the worst shape it's ever been in.
Look on the bright side, Stu. We could always move away.
Rupert Collingsworth was played by M Squared, and the reporters were Jeff Groucho and Steve Bloopline. This is Stu Funfone speaking.
Continued. Fat.